إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبد الله ورسوله أرسله ربه بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ألا وإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all of humanity. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none to misguide, and whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to go astray, there is none to guide aright. InshaAllah, قبل أن نبدأ, if you please can move up a little bit because some people are standing in the back. تمسحوا في المجالس يا سعيدات. So, اليوم إن شاء الله سنتكلم عن موضوع مهم جدا، والموضوع هو باختصار عن إجابة عن سؤال يخاف كثير من الناس أن يسأله لنفسه، والسؤال هو: ماذا لو مت الآن؟ الآن، ليس غدا وليس بعد سنتين وليس بعد 10 سنوات، الآن، ما الذي سيحدث؟ كثير من الناس يظن أنه ستكون مشكلة كبيرة بالنسبة للأسرة وبالنسبة للعائلة وبالنسبة للوظيفة، الدنيا ستتوقف والمشاكل ستحصل وكذا، ولكن الإنسان لو تأمل في طبيعة الأمور يعرف أن الدنيا لا تتوقف على حياة إنسان أو وفاته، الحياة تمضي. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لما توفي حزن الصحابة كثيرا، ولكن تمضي الحياة، الأنبياء ماتوا والصحابة ماتوا والصالحين ماتوا، ولكن الحياة تمضي، لأننا في هذه الدنيا لسنا هنا لنخلد، ولكننا في الدنيا لفترة قصيرة ثم يعني نمضي إلى الدار الآخرة وهي دار الخلود. تمام؟ فالمفروض أن الإنسان يتنبه إلى هذا الأمر ويعلم أنه هنا كزائر كضيف وليس كمقيم، فلابد أن يعجل بالتوبة ويكتب وصيته كما أمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، ويقضي حوائج الناس ما عليه من حقوق، سواء حقوق الله أو حقوق العباد، ويكثر من الصالحات. هذا هو اختصار الموضوع اليوم. So today inshallah, in the next 15 minutes or so, we'll try to answer this very urgent question, very crucial question, and it's the most important question in this life that nobody is willing actually to answer. And the question is, what if you die now? What if you die now? I'm not talking about dying after 5 years or 10 years or tomorrow or next month. I'm talking about now. What if you just die now? You drop dead now in the khutbah. Okay, what will happen? And I will try to be honest with you. I'll give you clear answers, so don't be mad at me, because I'll try to open your eyes to the truth. So what will happen to you now? Some of us will think, because sometimes we think we're the center of the universe, if we die, everything will collapse. Your family will be devastated, your husband or your wife will be miserable, your children will be miserable, your job, your work, your organization that you work for will be devastated, it will fall apart because you are not there anymore. You think stars and the moon and the sun are going to start falling from the sky. This is what we think. Everything will be messed up after you leave. But I got some bad news for you. Nothing of this sort will happen after you die. This is what we think, okay? So after you die, of course your family will be sad, but life will go on. Life goes on all the time. We said that prophets died. When the Prophet ﷺ passed away, the Sahaba were devastated. Some of them couldn't talk. Some of them, they didn't know what to do. You know the stories. There's no reason to get into details. But life goes on. All the prophets died, the Sahaba died, and they know that they are here not to stay, they are just for a short visit, then they will leave. So always think of this dunya as if you are in a bus. All of us are in a bus coming from Toronto, and the last stop is Niagara Falls. Some of us will get off in Mississauga, some will get off in Oakville, some in Beamsville, Grimsby, Hamilton, St. Catharines. But one thing we know for sure, that before the bus reaches Niagara Falls, the bus will be empty. It doesn't have anything to do with your age, if you're old, if you're young, if you're rich, if you're poor, a man or a woman, it doesn't really matter. So we all know that we're in a line ready to get to die. The only thing we don't know is who is next. This is the only thing we don't know. But sometimes people just ignore this fact. They live just like they're not going to die. So if you die, yes, of course, your family will be devastated. They will be sad. But maybe when they start to get your inheritance, your money, they will say, we wish he died 10 years ago. Who knows? Allahu a'lam, who knows? Or maybe you are worried about your wife or your husband. So if you, brother, die today, maybe, perhaps, probably, who knows, Allahu a'lam, maybe your wife will get another husband in a couple of years, who knows? And the Sahaba, the companions of the Prophet, when somebody died, his wife or her husband got another wife or another husband. It's not a big deal, because so you can't call them traitor. This is the reality of life, okay? Life goes on. And you, sister in the back, don't worry too much about your husband. If you die today, maybe, perhaps he will get another wife maybe in a couple of months. So it is not a big deal for him, okay? I know he will be sad, he will be devastated, but life goes on. Your work is even much better for them, because when you die, a lot of them will be happy. Why? Because they will get a better guy to do a better job, a better quality job, double the work, and he will get half of the pay. So it will be good news to them. So believe me, don't worry, it's not going to collapse after you leave. And don't worry about the stars and the moon and the sun falling from the sky, nothing of that sort will happen, okay? At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, hadith in the Bukhari, in kasafat al-shams ala abd al-Nabi ﷺ, yawm wafat ibn Ibrahim. Hadith in Bukhari, ma'amud. فقال الناس in kasafat al-shams wafat ibn Nabi ﷺ. فقال النبي ﷺ خطب فيهم, قام فيهم خطيب. فقال إن الشمس والقمر آيتان من آيات الله لا ينكسفان لموت أحد ولا لآياته فإذا رأيتموها يعني هذه العلامة فافزعوا إلى الصلاة وصلوا. So at the time of the Prophet ﷺ in Sahih al-Bukhari, where the same day his son Ibrahim died, his son passed away, the same day it so happened that there was a solar eclipse, the sun was eclipsed. So people started to say, there was a rumor that the sun was eclipsed out of sadness for the son of the Prophet, because his son passed away. So the Prophet ﷺ stood up and he gave a talk, and he said, the sun and the moons are two natural signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't get eclipsed for somebody's death or life. This is completely different. The solar eclipse has nothing to do with my son. It's foolish to think this way. And the Prophet ﷺ has reported in Bukhari, this story is mentioned in Bukhari, says, if you see this, pray to Allah to make it easy for you. That's all that they do. So you shouldn't worry too much about your job, your employer. You shouldn't worry too much about your family, your children, your wife, your husband, about the sky, about the moon and the stars. Nothing of that sort will happen. If you look at the pictures taken from outside the earth, when the NASA scholars or scientists, they take pictures of the earth, the Milky Way, the galaxy, the earth looks very tiny. This world is worth nothing. It's not even worth the wing of a mosquito, as the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith. So we're talking about the earth. The earth looks like a tiny dot in the universe, or in the Milky Way. So what about you as an individual? Nothing, absolutely nothing. So your life and your death will not change anything at all in the universe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this has to be clear in your mind. So you shouldn't worry too much about these things. The only thing that you should worry about is you. Worry about yourself. So why are we not worried? Number one, some of us think that before you die, you will get a sign. And then you will get ready. So you're not getting ready now because the sign is not there. So what kind of sign are you looking for? Well, we look for a sign like you get old, you walk with a cane, your teeth start falling. So these are the signs that people usually look for. So this happens usually when you are 80, 90, something in that neighborhood. So this is what we think. There is a story mentioned in Tadkira al-Qurtubi wa Dhakara al-Kathir. So the story is mentioned in a book called the Tadkira, a reminder, by al-Qurtubi, and it's also mentioned in Tafsir al-Kathir. I'm not too sure if the story is authentic or not because it is not in Hadith. They just mentioned it in their book, so we don't know. So the story says that Dawood alayhi salam entered his palace and he found a man there. He said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I'm the one who doesn't seek permission from kings to enter in their presence." So Dawood alayhi salam said, "You must be Malakul Maut." Then Dawood alayhi salam says, "Is there a sign that you give before you come?" So he said, "Well, we have sent so many signs already." So he said, "What are they?" He said, "Well, where is your father?" He said, "He died." He said, "What about your uncle?" He said, "He died." "What about your neighbor?" "Died." "Your cousin?" "Died." So he said, "Isn't this enough signs that you are next?" So we should ask ourselves this question. If everybody starts dying around you, maybe it's your next, it's your turn next. This is what we should ask ourselves. بعض العلماء يقول إذا كان الموت تخطاك ليصل إلى غيرك فسيأتي اليوم الذي يتخطى غيرك ليصل إليك. So some of the علماء say, the scholars say, if death skips you today to get somebody else, maybe tomorrow it's going to skip somebody else to get you. So you have to be smart and think about it this way. So don't look for a sign because the signs are all there. You have enough signs already. And we said old people die, young people die, men, women, it doesn't matter. The age doesn't really matter. Number two, طول الأمل. People have high expectations because they have plans for 15 and 20 years in the future. So they think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take their soul before they finish or fulfill their expectations. This is what they think. And the answer comes in a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. The Prophet drew a square one day on the sand and he says, "This is your life." Then he drew a line in the middle that goes outside the box. It goes like 1 mile away. The Prophet says, "These are your expectations, your hopes." Then the Prophet drew smaller lines to the side and he said, "These are the causes of death. If this doesn't take you, this one will take you. So don't worry too much about this." The problem is, as I said, when we have a lot of expectations, we think we are here to stay, and because people around you are dying, we think, "Well, I'm not going to die. It seems like everybody else is dying except for me." And I gave a story a long time ago, and I think it applies so much to this situation. They say that in this particular story, that a family, they live in a city, in a big building, they have a villa, a palace or something. So they bought a kharuf, a sheep, to offer it as qurbani for Eid al-Adha. So they treated the kharuf, the sheep or the goat, nicely. They allowed the sheep or the goat to sit with them on the table. They gave the kharuf a shower all the time. They used soap and all the stuff. They put, you know, nice things and all these things. Some of them, they put a shirt on the kharuf. They made him feel welcome, feel at home. So on the day of Eid, this happened like 2-3 months before Eid al-Adha. So much so that the kharuf himself started to feel like he's a member of the family. So much so that on the day of Eid, the kharuf, this goat or sheep, saw the neighbors taking their kharuf, their goats or sheep, to sacrifice them for Eid al-Adha. The kharuf started to tell the family, "Subhanallah, everyone got a kharuf or a goat for the Eid, except us." So he started to think that he's actually one of the family and he's not going to follow the rest of the sheep or the goats. Okay, this is what we think. We live in this dunya, we start to think that we belong here, we don't belong somewhere else. And this is the problem. What do you need to do? We'll answer this inshallah in the next khutbah or the second khutbah. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله ارسله ربه رحمه للعالمين. So what do you need to do to get ready for death. Because we know that it is inevitable that everybody will leave this dunya one day. Somebody yesterday, Brother Habib a few days ago, rahimahullah. Somebody tomorrow, somebody next week, who knows? Who is next? We don't know. So in order to get out of this hassle, and you have to be ready for this, number one, as we said a long time ago, you have to get your wasiyah in. You write, you fill out your last will and testament, as the Prophet ﷺ says. So it's a must in Islam to put your wasiyah together. And we said in your wasiyah you should put how your janazah will be conducted. If you owe someone some money, then put it in wasiyah that you owe this brother this money, it's due this time. If someone owes you money, put it there because it will be part of your estate. Then it will be divided among your heirs and so on and so forth. If you put wasiyah like up to one third of your estate to be given fi sabilillah, like salatah jariyah and so on and so forth, this has to be clear. And it doesn't take actually more than 10-15 minutes to put together. So when you die, people don't have to worry about what you owe or what other people owe you, what we will do in janazah, what are we going to give out for salah? No. It's written, it is there, it is certified, alhamdulillah. Number two, istighfar. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. We make sins all the time. Some people don't ask Allah to forgive them because they think they don't have any sins. Because they pray Salatul Eid, like once a year. Now they think they don't have any sins. Or some of them think, well, I'm better than others. Everybody else is a thief. I'm a good man. I don't pray, but I have a good heart. Well, if someone didn't have to pray or make tawbah to Allah because they have a clean and a pure heart, then the Prophet ﷺ didn't have to pray at all, right? But he used to pray at night until his feet were swollen. And the Prophet ﷺ would say in the hadith, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ تُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنِّي أَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا فِي الْيَوْمِ 100 مَرَّةٍ. The Prophet ﷺ would say, oh people, repent to Allah and ask Him to forgive you because I, myself, and the Prophet ﷺ didn't have any sins. Ma'soom, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was infallible, he has no sins. But still the Prophet ﷺ says, oh people, make tawbah, ask Allah to forgive you. I personally, this is what the Prophet ﷺ says, I make tawbah, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive me 100 times every day. So what about me and you? Of course we need to do more than this. Number three, in al-tinam al-awqat, or al-tinam al-a'mal al-salih, the hadith in the sahih, fi al-bayhaqi, fi sahih al-jama', the Prophet ﷺ says, ibtalim khamsa qabla khams, shababika qabla hirmi, وصحتك قبل مرضك وغناك قبل فقرك وفراغك قبل شغلك وحياتك قبل موتك. In this hadith, it's in Sahih al-Jami', in Sahih al-Bukhari, also in Bayhaqi, the Prophet ﷺ says, take advantage of 5 things before the coming of 5 things. Take advantage of your youth years when you are young and healthy, before you become very old and you cannot do things. And take advantage of your health when you are healthy before you fall sick. And take advantage when you are rich before you become poor. Take advantage of your free time before you become busy. And take advantage of your life before you die. I remember one time one of the sisters came to me and she's like 70 years old. And she started to cry. What happened? Yeah, I'm trying to memorize Surah Yaseen but I forget all the time. By the time I finish a verse, I move to the next one, I forget the first one. I memorize a page, I move to the next one, I forget the first one. Well, Allahu A'lam, maybe you should have tried to do this 6 years ago. Maybe. Allahu A'lam. Plus, you don't have to memorize Quran in that age anymore, in any way. What you need to do is learn tafsir, try to practice. If you cannot memorize, khalas, you don't have to do it. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Number four is you do a lot of good deeds. The Prophet ﷺ says, whoever says La ilaha illallah before they die and they seal their life with it, they will go to Jannah. Whoever fasts a day fi sabilillah, then they die, they go to Jannah. If you give a charity, then you die, you seal your life with this, you'll go to Jannah. It's very astonishing when one time a brother came to me and he says, because we gave a talk about husnul khawatim, the good ending of somebody's life, and we said if you do something in your life, most likely, inshallah, you will finish your life doing something good. He said, well, I don't pray, but I want to die in sujood. I said, how is this possible if you don't even pray and you want to die prostrating yourself to Allah, it doesn't work. You are making a fool of yourself. You're not trying to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So if you want to finish your life in a good way, you have a good ending of somebody of your life, then keep doing good things throughout, and inshallah you will feel your life was doing something good. The last thing I want to say, if you want to leave this dunya and get ready for the next, there are two types of huquq, rights, responsibilities that you owe somebody else. The rights of the people, like if you owe someone some money, if you did someone some wrong, something wrong, then their right on you is to ask them for forgiveness and give them back whatever you took from them. If your parents are there, if your family is there, you haven't talked to them because you live 10,000 miles away, you haven't spoken to them in 3-5 years, maybe it is the time to call them and see how they are doing. So this is the right on you, the rights of the people. Then you have the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you didn't give your zakat, think about giving your zakat. This is the right of Allah. If you don't pray on time, think about praying on time. If you have enough money, you didn't do the hajj yet, maybe you start thinking about fulfilling the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the rights of the people and the rights of Allah, huququllah wa huququl ibad, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all and to give us the best in this dunya and the best in akhirah. And the last thing I want to say, inshallah, you know, brother Habib rahimahullah, he passed away, and the brother, mashallah, everybody loved him. He was a great brother. We all miss him. We all miss him. But our hope that inshallah all of us will be gathered together in the mercy and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a hadith from the Prophet that says, if someone dies because of an illness in their stomach, or because of cancer, or because of a chronic illness, a painful illness, then this person is a shaheed. He's treated as a shaheed in akhirah. In dunya, they are not treated as a shaheed. We give them janazah, we pray for them, we shahid them, but in the hereafter, they will get the reward of shaheed, inshallah. So much so that the Prophet said, if someone dies by drowning, or someone, a building collapses on them, or they die because of a painful illness, like cancer, brain tumor, diabetes, all these things. Even if a woman dies giving birth to a child, they are called shaheed in the hadith of the Prophet. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give brother Habib the reward of the shaheed. Ameen, ameen. Inshallah, his friends will meet on Sunday, this Sunday, at 2 o'clock in the masjid to make dua for him. And they are going to start a fund for him to do a sadaqah jari on his behalf to build a well for pure water in a poor Muslim country. So if you want to contribute, inshallah, come on Sunday at 2 o'clock. It's going to be upstairs. And contribute, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and give us the best in dunya and the best in
وصلي اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.